Let's head out to Chula Vista. Say good morning to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy, would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
All right, Tammy, go ahead and take that break right now.
All right, good luck.
Nick, five pop culture questions for you, buddy. You get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. Five San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Want to remind you, buddy, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay, Nick?
All right, we got it.
Julie Andrews is not going to do Princess Diaries 3 because she thinks, quote, she's really past all that now. She's more into voice work and writing books. She's also 90 years old. Who was the star of the Princess Diaries?
Oh, I'm lost on that one.
Taylor Swift has officially become the youngest musician to be inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Taylor's first number one song was Our Song. Was that when she was 15, 16, or 17 years old when she got that number one?
I'll go 15 on that one.
Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. He says, quote, it was too late. I didn't care. I needed them to be on board when I was confused about everything. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz. In fact, the Fonz was so huge that his famous leather jacket is on display still in what famous Washington, D.C. museum?
The Smithsonian.
Tennis player Pete Sampras had a birthday yesterday. He's still married to actress Bridget Wilson, who played Adam Sandler's teacher and eventual girlfriend in what Adam Sandler film?
Billy Madison.
And finally, The Rock released a song dedicated to his daughters called Your Dad. The Rock's first lead role in a feature film was this 2002 spinoff of The Mummy Returns. What was it called?
Scorpion King.
Oh, all right. Let's get Tam back in. Way to finish strong, Nick. What's going on with you today?
Nothing much. I'm on my way into work. I'm a little upset. I didn't do as good as I thought I would, and normally fire him off.
Look at you, Nick. Nick did 3 out of 5 and is not satisfied with his outcome.
That's a nice job.
I'm taking it. You usually go 5 out of 5, right?
Well, I tell you what, you know, yesterday I thought if I could have got through yesterday, that would have been $100 in the bank. You know what I mean?
And yet when you come on live, it's a little different, huh?
It's very weird.
It's a little different, yeah.
I hear that all the time, buddy. All right, Tammy. Tammy, Julie Andrews isn't doing Princess Diaries 3. There's a few reasons why. Number one, quote, she thinks it's really past all that now. Secondly, she's more into voice work and writing books. Also, she's 90.
Yeah, right.
Like, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Who is the star of Princess Diaries?
Anne Hathaway.
That is right. That's one that Nick did not get right. 1-0, Tam. Taylor Swift has officially become the youngest musician to be inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Taylor's first number one song was Our Song. Was she 15, 16, or 17 years old when she hit number one?
Oh, when she hit number one. Dang, because I know she started so young. I'm going to say she was 16.
No, she was 17.
Really?
Still young to get your first number one song that you also wrote. But yes, no, it took a while to get there. But yeah, 17 years old. It's still 1-0, Tammy. Henry Winkler's parents weren't supportive of his dreams until he actually made it. Quote, it was too late. I didn't care. I needed them to be on board when I was confused about everything. Henry became a worldwide superstar in the 70s playing the Fonz. In fact, the Fonz was so huge that his famous leather jacket is on display in what famous Washington, D.C. museum?
Smithsonian.
That's right. It's now 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, tennis player Pete Sampras had a birthday yesterday. He's married to actress Bridget Wilson, who played Adam Sandler's teacher and eventual girlfriend in what Sandler film?
Billy Madison?
Ah, that's right. Nick said there's no way he didn't know that. And he was right. He got it right as well. So now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, The Rock released a song dedicated to his daughters called Your Dad. He wants to explore a music career and make old school soul with some country flair. The Rock's first lead role in a feature film was this 2002 spinoff of The Mummy Returns. What was it called?
Good Lord.
Oh, by the way, Nick got this right.
Yeah. I have absolutely no idea.
He was kind of a secondary character, but it was so huge and like just charismatic. They're like, we got to make a movie about this guy. He was in other movies before that, but that was his first starring role, feature film, and he carried it. Nick, today, you guys tie. Unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy, so you have to come back to actually claim your championship. But in the meantime, we got a great prize for you.
You are going to KSON's Country Christmas December 5th at Front Wave Arena, starring Max McNown, Ian Munsick, Graham Barham, and we're going to add another name to that list this afternoon at 4.
Awesome.
Nick, thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
All right. Hey, not a problem.